This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We got 25 more minutes of trivia right here on AFR, American Family Radio. Send us an email if you'd like to at comments@afr.net. You can watch the show on Facebook or YouTube. Just type in today's issues and watch and interact with the other folks who are watching there. Today's issues, YouTube and Facebook. I'm Tim with Walker and JJ. Ed's not here today. That's why Walker's filling in for him. And we were talking to who, Walker?
We're talking to Arlene right now in Texas. Arlene, welcome back to the show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, you had posted a trivia question for us. Go ahead and repeat it.
What? The Kalahari Desert is in what three countries?
Now, I've ordered Kalahari off the menu before, but I don't think this is what you're looking
That's
for.
That's a little different spelling. I've eaten it and it doesn't taste
There's so
good.
Many countries in Africa, I have no idea.
Yeah, we're stumped. You better go ahead and tell us.
Okay, it's Botswana, where we were missionaries for 18 years, and it's also, part of it is in South Africa and Namibia. And the second part to the question, of course, you probably wouldn't know that, why it's not, in the strictest sense, a desert. Because it gets a lot of rainfall.
Desert that gets a lot of rainfall. That's an oxymoron desert.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it can get as cold as 100. Hot as 115 or 120.
Wow.
And
where you all live? What were the wild animals that you would see on a daily basis?
Well, we didn't see them. You had to go to a game park, which was just outside of Haberoni, which is actually Gaborone. They call it Haberoni. There was a game park that we went to that we'd see animals, but you don't see them. You know, when we were in Tanzania, we saw some going across when we drove, but not in too
like,
much.
Like what? What kind
oh,
of?
Oh, giraffe, especially giraffe, sometimes kudu, because...
A kudu?
Yes. Sometimes they would go across, or your gazelles would see them.
Yeah. Hey, Arlene, I mean, I got to ask you, did you ever see Bigfoot?
Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
I mean, I'm just asking. I don't know why y'all are laughing at me here in the studio. Because, I mean, huh? I'm just asking.
Well,
said yes or no?
No.
No, you didn't? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Arlene, thank
Take
you
care.
Again for your service to the Lord and your husband. Stay on the line so she can get your...
Right. We're going to send you a T-shirt.
Call screener can get your information. Congratulations on winning the mystery question.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on AFR. Let's repeat our questions and get right back to the phone.
All right. Two questions of mine unanswered. What was the first all-professional baseball team with salaried players?
Mm-hmm.
In the human body, what is also called the hallux?
The hallux.
Yep.
Your hallux, what is it?
That's
is that
right.
What you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Here's what I've got. Named American League Baseball coach that coached the Philadelphia Athletics for 50 straight years.
Mm-hmm.
Second question, name Jacob and Esau's mother. Name Jacob and Esau's mother. And I'm going to add another question from the Old Testament. Yeah. Jacob was the father of Joseph and Benjamin. Name their mother. Jacob was the father of Joseph and Benjamin. Name their mother.
All right, here are my three questions. Let's see. I got two questions remaining. What is the most popular takeout food in America? That's number one.
Calamari.
I think they put calamari on the menu. To try to trick you, because they know people ain't eating octopus. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're not gonna say fried octopus,
right?
Oh, so they
there
changed
has to be a
the
better name.
Name
for
they
it.
They changed the name, so you'll right. look at that and you'll go,
sounds
what
good.
Is that? And then somebody will probably say octopus, you know. But a lot of people just to give it a try. But if you put octopus on there, going to shut down the orders.
And the caviar people are saying amen.
Yeah,
they're agreeing
right.
with you right
that's
now.
That's right. Calamari. Trying to fool us. We know it's octopus. All right. Here are my questions. What is the most popular takeout food in America? And it's not calamari. Number two. Did I have a number two? Yes, I do. What kind of person shall not be honored on a U.S. postal stamp?
I'm curious to see what that is.
What kind of person shall not be honored on a U.S. postal stamp? Back to the phones, Walker.
All right, we're going to go to Brad in Kansas, who also wants to be called the crazy truck driver. Brad, welcome to Trivia.
The crazy truck driver from Kansas is on the phone.
I can't believe you said that over the air.
All right, brother. Are you in Kansas today?
I'm in Columbus, Ohio, heading that way.
Okay, heading home to Kansas, right?
No, I've already been on home time. I'm out for another 4 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Long. Yeah. That's a long haul. Yeah. Hey, Brad, thanks for calling. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a little dilemma here. I don't know the answer to some of your questions, so I wondered if I might ask two, because I have like a dozen I can ask you guys.
So you don't want to try one of ours. You want to ask us two.
Yeah, somebody answered the one I knew earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, anyway, get started on this. I always wonder how, you know, the answer to this was, so I looked it up and researched it and all this wonderful stuff. Anyway, the how much does a square foot of snow weigh?
How much does a square foot of snow weigh? You know, when I was 13, we did this. Outside.
How deep's the snow?
That's what I wondered. How deep? You talking about a cube? A foot by a foot by a foot?
Okay, you're getting me on my trick question because there's a part two.
How much does I don't.
Okay, how much does a
yeah, okay.
How much does a square foot of snow weigh?
Uh-huh. We don't know.
What?
100 pounds. 100 pounds.
Because it doesn't go vertical. That's just 12 by 12. Now, part two, how much is a cubic
but
foot?
But how is there snow there? So is it a square foot of snow or is it a square foot of ground with nothing
there's
on
no,
it?
There's no...
So there's no snow, so it's not a square foot of snow, right?
Right, exactly. So part two is how much is a cubic foot of snow weight? That's the 12 by 12 by 12.
Right.
I'm going to say
there's a little window, you know, a little variation, whether it's fine pack snow or, you know, whatever.
Right. I'm going to say...
A little range.
I'm going to say 2 pounds, and I'm just guessing.
That sounds good.
A gallon of fuel weighs 6 pounds, so I'm just going to try to throw that in there.
I'll go with JJ.
Foot by foot by foot. And I'm just, that's just a guess.
Going with 2 pounds?
2 pounds.
Actually, if it's fine powdered snow,
I mean
it's
12
pounds.
Pounds. What is it?
17 pounds for the fine powdered snow and 20 pounds if it's packed.
Wow.
Yeah, I meant to double that 6. 12 is what I was saying in my head.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
so anyway,
Brad.
Did I get a second question?
Yeah, go. Go ahead.
Okay, it's a quick one. How many, of our 50 states, this is not a trick question, of our 50 states, how many states use the largest populated city as their capital?
Well, I would say a majority, but I'm just that's off the top of my head.
I'd go with 40 out of the 50.
I'm gonna say 30.
30 out of the 50.
Yeah, I'll say 35.
We're just going ballpark.
We're all guessing.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I researched that one, too. It's 17, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
17.
Interesting.
Yeah. You would think there'd be more than that, but yeah.
Hey, okay. Brad, thanks, and have a great weekend.
And Brad's on the road for how long?
Four weeks. Yeah, that's why he has so much time to think.
So some truck drivers go out on the road for that long?
I think they just all have different kind of schedules. What they don't want to do is deadhead. Like if you drive out to California to drop a load off, then you want to try to get a load to come back home. Well, they say, I don't have one to get you all the way home, but I can get you to Missouri. They'll say, all right, and they'll do that. Then they'll try to pick up a load in Missouri to get to their home. And
you're talking about independent truckers.
Right. And then if you have to drive with nothing on, you know, no load, that's called you're deadheading. You're just, you know, you're wasting your time and wasting fuel and not making any money.
Right.
Is what I hear. I've never been a truck driver.
And they were also followers of the Grateful Dead. I think around the concert.
Yeah, you may be right. What? Yeah, they were called something.
Think about how many trucks we have on the road at any given time.
Amazing.
In the U.S. Thousands.
Amazing.
Probably millions.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
Grateful for our truck drivers.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Let's go back to the phones.
We'll talk to Sierra in Oklahoma. Sierra, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Sierra. Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Thank you. Good. How are y'all?
Good. Where do you live? In Oklahoma.
I'm from Roland, Oklahoma. It's right on the border of Arkansas.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Well, thanks for coming. Is that by Fort Smith area?
Yes, yes. Actually, I'm about 10 minutes from Fort Smith.
Fort Smith, Van Buren area. And
yes.
Then Poto is another station we have there, not too far from you. All right,
yes.
Sierra, ask, answer, or both?
I want to answer.
Okay, which one?
I want to answer the question about who Jacob and Esau's mother is.
Here's the question, Sierra. Name Jacob and Esau's mother.
It's Rebecca.
Yes. Nicely done.
How many guesses did we have at that?
Just one. Yeah, we just had one wrong guess.
Okay. But
I get some of those famous Bible moms, I get those names mixed up. I have to really think hard.
It's hard to remember. I mean, there's so many names in the Bible, you know, so many stories.
But those are moms that you really, really know, you know.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Sierra, what's your question for us?
I don't have a question.
That's okay. Well, you have a nice weekend.
Yeah.
Way to
go.
Treat your mom extra special on Sunday.
Thank you, Sierra. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim here with Walker and JJ, and we go back to the phones.
All right, Arkansas. We'll talk to Scott. Scott, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Hey, Scott, where you live in Arkansas?
I live in Lone Oak County, just outside of Little Rock.
Okay, great. Well, listen, thanks for calling in, my friend. And you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I'll do the Joseph and Benjamin's mom.
Okay, here's the question, Scott. Jacob was the father of Joseph and Benjamin. Name their mother.
Rachel.
Rachel.
Well done.
So
there,
Jacob
Scott.
Was married to Rachel and Leah, and they had the children where the 12 tribes of Israel came, and then Joseph and Benjamin, kind of his two favorites, Rachel was their mother, and she was his favorite over Leah, which a little bit of back and forth there, some jealousy. And
They did play favorites.
Yeah. You know, the Bible's real. I mean, they don't hide. The Lord didn't hide things. He just said, here's what human life looks like, and you can learn a lot of lessons and see a lot of attitudes and, you know, things.
Yeah, what's your question for us, Scott?
Okay, I got this one from a long time ago. What word in the dictionary has all the vowels in order? What word contains all the vowels and in order?
What word in the dictionary
I've heard this
has
before.
All the vowels in order? There's a a.
So there's a bit. There's a word that's got
a o u, and sometimes y. Is that still? Have they changed all that up, or is that still true?
The Pluto is no longer a vowel.
Not.
So you got to take that into consideration.
Pluto was taken out of the
It was taken out.
Wow. That's stunning.
Now, what's the question again, Scott? We're trying
know.
To stall.
What word in the dictionary has all the vowels, has one of each vowel, but they're in order?
In order.
I doubt anybody out there knows the answer to
I've
that.
I've seen this before.
A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y is what I was taught. But anyway, we don't know. What's the answer, Scott?
What's the answer?
Facetious.
Facetious. Spell it.
F A C Ieous.
Walker, spell
it
out.
One letter out of there, but
see if Scott's got it right.
F-A-C. You want me to look it up?
Well, we need to verify. I mean, I don't question Scott's integrity here, but we need to verify. we do need to verify. It's trust and verify. You know, like Ronald Reagan did the Russians. So we need to find out whether that's true or not. Go ahead.
Facetious. F-A-C-E-T-I-O-U-S.
I think it's right. Yeah. Scott, good job, my friend. That's
nicely
a great question.
Done.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for calling, buddy. Have a good.
Just answer you on that truck driver. Yeah, deadhead. It also depends on the company you work for. The company I work for, I get paid whether I get a load or not, as long as I'm taking something out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good.
So where do you have a normal route, Scott, or do you have to or do you go all over?
I have a dedicated account, sort of like a supply chain.
Right.
And I deliver all over, so I get to thumb through the radio trying to catch up with you guys on everything to go to.
Okay, wonderful. Well,
yeah, so but you own your own rig.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, but Scott, that deadhead is right. Did I get that right? Isn't that what they call it for the ones that have to do that and don't get paid coming back as a general rule?
Yeah, called deadhead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Scott, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, be safe.
It. Yeah. Keep the shiny side up and the rusty side down. And keep it between the ditches.
Does 18-wheelers, they have a lot of flats?
I hope not.
Because I would just think with 18 wheels.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. You're bound to have one flat every once in a while.
Well, yeah. But they're going to keep their tires. They're not going to do like we do and
wear
let
them out.
Let them get like baloney skins.
Yeah.
They're going to get them, you know, when they start getting fair, because everything depends on that, they're probably going to change the tires and keep their
How
oil
hard
chain.
Is it to change a tire on an 18-wheeler?
On an 18-wheeler? Looks
sure
like it'd be pretty huh? difficult.
Yeah, you have to jack it up.
You have to jack it up?
I assume.
I mean, I guess you do, but I mean, what do you, I'd like.
Well, they got these little mini, like a truck, like a one-ton truck with a generator on it and all the power tools.
They
run to the interstate and they'll change the tire for them, fix the flat.
Okay. Like AAA?
Well, these are just independent guys and that's what they do.
You just don't want to be beside or behind one of those when the tire blows.
When it starts, I've seen
when
some
it starts
of the
throwing rubber,
coming
starts
at
throwing
you?
Rubber, and you've seen shards of tire on the interstate when you've been driving.
How about
Everybody's
driving behind
that?
One of those lumber trucks?
Log trucks.
Yeah, log trucks.
With yeah,
the tree that's
with
bouncing
bark
all around
and stuff that's coming
not
your way.
Down.
Yeah, hanging half off.
Right, right.
And they got a little red tag back there, like that's supposed to help. Got a little red flag back there, like, I'm warning you. I'm warning you now. You may die.
You're duly warned.
Yeah, you're duly, but I got a red flag back here, so I'm good. Huh? I mean, what is that?
And anyway. You get a ticket if you don't have the red flag.
Yeah, if you don't have the red flag. I just never understood that here. You've got 17 pine trees hanging halfway, almost touching the highway, but you got your red flag back there. So don't tell me I didn't warn you. Oh, my word.
You know, something they initiated in the 1940s, they might need to update that.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, am I the only one? That...
Maybe you need to strap them down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they're strapped down, but they're just saying,
know, but
here's where the longest one is. We're going to let you know so you don't run up on it.
But when they're bouncing back there, you know, that's just not a good feeling. All right. By the way, I had a freakish thing happen to me, and I don't think I've told our listeners, but I don't want to go into too much depth. But my wife and Allison, we were coming home from Orlando at a conference in February, was it? And driving down the interstate there, just about an hour north of Orlando, and it's dark. I mean, pitch dark, and I ran head-on into a four-wheeler. Not anybody owned the four-wheeler. The four-wheeler had fallen off a trailer ahead of me and sitting there in the middle of the interstate and totaled our van. The second major accident I'd had in
6 months.
Well, yeah, last May is when almost anyway.
Or in a year.
Yeah. That,
wow.
But I'm just saying things come off trucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this four-wheeler was supposed to be strapped down, but it wasn't.
I've always been a little nervous driving behind a log truck, or you see the car carriers. And they've got cars hanging out over the cab, all the way down their double decker.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're just going 70 miles an hour. Like, well, I hope those things are strapped in there good.
Yeah.
Because some are like on a 45-degree angle.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday, also called
Learning University.
We got 5 minutes left, fellas. And let's take a couple more calls here.
All right. We'll go to Texas, talk to John. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you. God bless you, God, professors. God bless you all.
Thank you, John.
I want to answer and ask real quick.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
Tim, I will answer your question about America's number one takeout food.
Which is what?
Pizza.
You know, that is an excellent guess, and that's what I said, John. Hmm. But I researched it, and the answer is chicken wings.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Are you kidding?
No, look it up. Type in most popular takeout food in America.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I think it used to be pizza, but because chicken wings have, I guess, gotten so tasty or whatever, a lot of different flavors, they said, it's become more and more popular.
Well, so, I'm with John. I thought pizza, and I never would have believed it would be.
Yeah. Look at it. Well, I mean, are y'all – I mean, I feel like I'm being called a liar.
Questioning
here almost.
Your integrity.
Yeah, you might want to. I mean, I'm just telling you what the answer is.
Yeah.
So
I tell you, it kind of hurts my feelings, Tim, that you.
Well.
You know, you have a tendency to hurt folks' feelings, and
me.
I got to tell you, I'm pretty hurt that.
Well. John,
sounds like John's trying to.
John, let me just tell you, down life's road, you're going to have even more tough stuff than what I presented to you. Here. So I'm just helping you, brother, and you're going to thank me one day. You're going to thank me for hurting your feelings, okay?
John, if you're swinging and break your legs, don't come running to Tim. He doesn't want to hear it.
I do have people.
He's just going to tell you.
Seriously,
just,
I do have people
just
tell
walking
me.
Off.
I do have people tell me when I travel and go out and meet a lot of our listeners. Some of them will tell me I didn't like you when I heard you on the radio at first because they think I'm
really
a smart aleck or something. I don't know where they get that from. Y'all know where they get
that
from.
Anyway,
but I'm not. But I don't like. I didn't like your personality, the way you sounded. But I listen more and more, and
you developed. Got used around. To your interruptions and all that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, John, what's your question for me, us?
All right, I got a question for you.
All right.
Congress, by law, Congress passed a law, and the presidential election is held on the same day every 4 years. What day is that?
It is the first Tuesday in November.
No.
No. Okay.
What is it?
It is the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November.
There's a distinction there, Walker.
That's deep, John.
It's a technical point that needs to be noted. Huh?
Yeah.
And John set you straight right there. But at least you guessed it.
I know.
JJ didn't offer anything.
No. Yeah, I was just thinking about every day that ends in Y.
Hey, John, got to go. Thanks, brother. Calling from Texas. Walker, what's the
The first all-professional baseball team with salaried players would be the Cincinnati Red Stockings.
Okay.
The American League Baseball coach that coached the Philadelphia Athletics for 50 straight years, Connie Mack.
Connie Mack.
You've heard that name.
I have, Connie Mack. All right, what kind of person shall not be honored on a U.S. postal stamp, according to the U.S. Postal Service? A living person.
Oh, huh. I was thinking somebody that did something horrible.
You send in your application, you need to be dead. If you want to be on a postal stamp, you need to die first. That's all I'm saying. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here Monday.